APEI is a training and consulting company that specializes in the teaching and application of systematic thinking methods. We can teach you how to take your existing green belt and black belt initiatives to the next level with even wider use, better acceptance, and an enhanced ability to improve your processes. Would you like to know how to improve overall problem-solving effectiveness while gaining more willing cooperation from individuals and teams involved in that process? There are two guidelines for improving problem-solving effectiveness. One, use the simplest tools needed to do the job, and two, make use of the information you already have before gathering more. By adding BPI critical thinking tools, existing black belt programs have dramatically increased the range and number of problems resolved while significantly reducing the average time to take corrective actions. All this while making better use of the traditional black belt statistical and experimental methods, using these methods less often, but to better effect. The prescription is involvement. Black belts report high levels of team participation using the BPI critical thinking tools. People are encouraged to share their relevant information in response to the BPI process questions. One black belt expert actually reported that the teams no longer played the game called Stump the Black Belt. Now it's truly a collaboration with the black belt expert simply facilitating the process. A team could begin the BPI problem-solving process by determining the most likely cause of a problem. They would then decide how to verify the true cause of a problem, which may just require a simple test or more involved statistical tools. After the true cause of a problem is verified, a root cause analysis is performed to fully reveal the sequence of events that brought the problem into existence. The reason cause analysis is so important is to assure that the corrective actions we consider will actually work to eliminate the problem and not to make it worse. There is nothing more frightening and perhaps dangerous than ignorance in action. Next, the decision-making process is used to consider what corrective actions might be taken, along with an approach to select the best corrective action. After that best corrective action is selected, the planning process is used to lay out the action steps necessary for implementation. Here's a real example of how one very successful problem-solving green belt black belt project uses BPI processes to account for tens of millions of dollars in cost savings per year. The incentive for solving problems was provided by the organization's own identification and tracking system. Problems were listed by date, value, and owner. The list itself helped create a chain of accountability. The strategy was to create a core group of expert problem solvers and make them available to local teams to help solve their problems. The curriculum consisted of BPI critical thinking skills for the organization's green belts, with additional statistical tools and BPI project management skills for their black belts. The requirements for becoming belted extended beyond taking the BPI workshops to mandating submission of real projects by the candidates. Each would-be green belt and black belt was assigned a coach who was responsible for evaluating the submission, helping the candidate reach mastery. BPI electronic workbooks were designed to facilitate both the original analysis and the feedback from the coach. With the benefit of hindsight, there were two phases to this project, one planned and one unplanned. Phase 1 was the plan phase with the continuing training of the green belts and black belts. They went into the field to work with teams and made a showcase of the methods. Managers witnessed the problem-solving and decision-making work firsthand and began to request BPI training for their people. Those requests led to an unplanned phase 2, and one that dramatically improved the organization's problem-solving efforts. The BPI problem-solving process was first applied, followed up by the use of statistical tools to gather new information when that was required. Over the 2 years of tracking more than 1,500 Greenbelt problems, the BPI critical thinking tools were all that were needed 75% of the time. The BPI methods are applicable even where statistics and experiments are not. As an additional unplanned benefit, the use of BPI problem-solving analysis provided excellent setup for the other 25% of times where advanced tools were needed. To review, many black belts and other problem-solving experts now use critical thinking as their primary tool set. By using the BPI thinking tools, problems can be evaluated logically, then other and more specialized tools can be called upon when new information is needed. Any team will benefit from a systematic way to think together. Whether the team is made up of problem-solving experts or a combination of technical specialists and other stakeholders. Once a team agrees upon a corrective action, it must be implemented. The Systematic Project Management Workshop provides a simple and direct way to plan and implement corrective actions. If you are considering one or more BPI workshops for your organization, or would like more detailed information about content or methods, please contact us. We have workshop flyers describing learning objectives, materials, job aids, and content outlines. Or you might wish to schedule a free online walkthrough of the workshop. Just send us an email or simply complete the Contact Us form on our website telling us what you want to know. You can also call our offices at 858-459-7600.